It's the 20th anniversary of The Bridge with J. Michael Harrison every Friday night at 10. The bridge between bebop and hip-hop and everything in between. WRTI's Maureen Malloy reports that J. Michael has always set his sights on music that makes the listener wonder, is that jazz?
J. Michael Harrison grew up around diverse music. His uncle is drummer Harry Butch Reed, and his older brother played in a band with free jazz bassist Jamaluddin Takuma. Listening to music that wasn't being played on the radio, J. Michael got the opportunity to do something about that.
I kind of got involved with radio out of frustration. The music that I wanted to hear, and I knew there were a lot of people that wanted to hear it because they would be at the concerts that I went to.
His 1994 show at WPEB in West Philadelphia was called Is That Jazz? Then he moved through the ranks at WRTI, and in 1996, The Bridge was born. It was the same concept with a new name.
When you talk music in almost any context, there's a bridge involved. James Brown said, let's take it to the bridge. There was just so many associations with that term. Being that bridge between generations and maybe even genres was something that I wanted to accomplish.
At that time, poetry and DJ culture were stretching their arms into other genres, and the bridge was there. Jill Scott, the late Dave Valentin, the group Mandrill, and masses of local artists have made appearances. 20 years in, J. Michael shows no sign of wavering from his mission to seek out progressive, alternative, and avant-garde music.
I'm still that young cat that was hungry to hear something different. And now I have the opportunity not only to pursue that music, but to play the role of purveyor.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.